This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Is Travis Etienne a league-winning running back this year who's being drafted in the fourth round, or is he nothing more than a third down back? We're going to talk about all that and more right now. Welcome back in. So let's just go ahead and get right into it. Listen, Travis Etienne is somebody that's a little bit hard to talk about this year because there's a lot of different things surrounding him, right? We have the Liz Frank injury that he suffered last year, which is an injury that we have typically seen, you know, in years past, that have derailed some careers. You know, Darren McFadden suffered this injury. We had Cedric Benson, a lot of guys from years past, right? But we've also seen running backs that have had this that really hasn't fazed them all that much. Joe Mixon suffered this injury in 2020. He missed the rest of the season. But however, he came back, obviously, as we know, in 2021 and had his best season as a pro. And so I'm not as concerned with this. There's really no reports that he looks any different than what he did pre-injury right now. And so I don't think it's really anything that's much of a concern. He had surgery on it, got it fixed. You know, he looks great in minicamp, all the reports out from that. And, you know, we'll probably get more and more reports out of training camp who they start in a couple of weeks. So I'm not as concerned with the Liz Frank injury. And it's not something that I would be baking into my thoughts on drafting him this year in your fantasy football drafts. However, we know this offense has had a lot of changes, right? Gone is the absolute clown that is Urban Meyer. And, you know, this offense was dreadful last year. One of the worst offenses we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years with Urban Meyer. They bring in Doug Peterson, somebody who, not that he's a savior to this team, but is definitely going to put this team in a better a chance to win. They've invested a lot of resources into this offense over this past year, you know, adding Zay Jones, adding Christian Kirk. They improved the offensive line dramatically by bringing in Brandon Scherff, you know, one of the better guards in the league. They also, you know, invested a third-round pick into Luke Fortner as well, who likely looks like the starting center for this team. You know, then you also have second-round pick last year, Walker Little, who could end up being playing right tackle for them. So this offensive line, who was already pretty good last year, who, you know, finished, you know, according to PFF, was ranked 12th in pass blocking, but they were ranked a little bit lower than that in terms of run blocking. And so that is a very big plus for this offense with what they've done with this offensive line, you know, helping Trevor Lawrence be able to, you know, stay upright. However, I will say last year they ranked, I think, 11th in adjusted sack rate last year. So they did a pretty good job of protecting Trevor Lawrence. And this offensive line is only going to be better this year. How does all this affect Travis Etienne? And what should we be doing with him? It's easy to forget with Travis Etienne what he did in college. I mean, this was one of the more prolific running backs coming out. You know, we're talking about a guy who had back-to-back 1,600-yard seasons at Clemson. We're talking about a guy who had over 75 touchdowns and over 100 receptions at his career at Clemson. And, you know, we also have the shower narrative here. He gets to play with his college quarterback and Trevor Lawrence as well. And I think at worst, we're looking at a guy who is going to have very much a large workload in this passing game. and somebody that could possibly see 65, 70 targets out of this backfield, which alone makes them pretty valuable. But I also think when you have somebody like James Robinson, who I think the idea is for this to be kind of a thunder lightning approach with James Robinson. James Robinson suffered that torn Achilles late in the season last year, and all reports right now point to he's probably going to miss training camp. They hope he's ready for week one. I think there's a better chance that he probably takes a little bit slow and maybe misses the first few weeks of the season. And right now, all they have left on this roster past Travis Etienne is fifth-round pick Snoop Connor, and they also have Reichwell Armstead. We'll see what to make of a guy like Snoop Connor. I mean, he's a guy that wasn't really all that prolific in college at Ole Miss, somebody that I think scored 13 touchdowns last year but only 600 rushing yards, never was really heavily utilized in the passing game. He could possibly have a role, but we're talking about a fifth-round pick here, not something that I would put heavy stock into right now. So Travis Etienne right now could end up being like a true bell cow. If he's able to produce at a high level right out the gate, I don't see them taking that away from him. And we could be seeing a situation similar to what DeAndre Swift has seen, where he could see a 15, 16, 17% target share in this offense, which just makes him so tantalizing to draft. And so when it comes to Travis Etienne, you're talking about getting him RB23. He's almost going as an RB3 right now, 48th overall. I do think with some more excitement, some more buzz surrounding him in training camp, if he looks good in preseason games and stuff like that, that I think it's fair to say that he probably rises from this. I currently have him going right now as RB16 in my rankings. And, I could see myself moving him a little higher. I think the sky's the limit for Travis Etienne. It wouldn't shock me if he finishes an RB1. Listen, we've seen James Robinson be able to do that in this offense. Now, of course, he was a true workhorse, got this entire backfield to himself. I don't project that for Travis Etienne, but I do think that when you look at a guy like Travis Etienne, I think, in PPR formats, you can feel really great about taking him because he's going to be heavily involved in the passing game. This offense is going to take a step forward. He's behind a good offensive line. And so I think it's not crazy to think that this offense can take a pretty substantial leap forward. And I think we shouldn't be undervaluing Travis Etienne because of it. It's easy to do so, especially when he plays for the Jaguars. However, I love Travis Etienne, especially at his value. If he stays there, I'm going to be having a lot of Travis Etienne this year. So should you. So that's where I come in on Travis Etienne. We're fading the Liz Frank injury. We're buying Travis Etienne. Let's ride. Win championships in 2022, boys and girls. And that's what we're about. Hit us with a like. Hit us with a comment in the comment section below. Let me know, what is your thoughts on Travis Etienne right now? Are you comfortable taking him at his current cost? How high would he have to go before you'd be out on Travis Etienne in 2022? We will catch you on the next one. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.